We are talking with a man who the day before broke the world record for 800 metres, which has stood for almost 13 years, David Rudisha of Kenya. First of all, congratulations, David. When you stood on that start line in Berlin's Olympic Stadium, did you think you could break the world record?
Yeah, you know, when the before the race started, I was expecting to run that fast because that was going, you know, when I came to Berlin, that is my first time I say I'm going to attempt the world record. And sometimes weather can change in Berlin anytime and it can be, you know, very cold. So I didn't want to announce it earlier. So I say it will depend with the day and the time when I'll stand in the line. That is when I'll decide whether to run the record or not.
It was certainly memorable for all those present in the stadium. And a contrast to a year ago when you didn't even reach the final of the World Championships in the same stadium.
Yeah, last year I want to say I was really in good shape and I was really focused and I did my best, you know, to be in Berlin and also to win the gold medal. But that day didn't went well for me because I think the weather that evening was very cold. I didn't react, you know, my body was a little bit affected by the weather. That's why I didn't even reach the final. But despite the fact, I said, I'm going back and I don't think I'm going to lose hope. There's still other years to come and I have to focus, you know. The end of one thing is not everything, so the end of one is the beginning of another. So I say let me stay focused for the next races.
If I'm right in thinking that you've got sport in your family, was your father a 400 meter runner? I mean, have you got good athletics genes, as they say?
Yeah, you know, since my father was also a runner in the year back 1968 Olympic, he won silver medal in 4x4. So I grew up in a family that I know this is a sports family, and my father was running, and I was, you know, dreaming that one day I want also to be like my father. And he used to encourage me because I was one of his sons whom he saw that I can do it. So I also have that becoming one day a good runner.
Now you have a world record, but do you also want a world title, an Olympic title? Because really, to be a complete runner, you have to win championships, don't you?
Yeah, you know, in my career, I must say that I haven't won any major title. And I think this is the time now to think about it and to go for the world championship next year and the Olympic in London in 2012. So that is my focus from now.
What about Commonwealth Games this October? Have you considered doing that?
Yeah. Although, you know, Commonwealth these times so unusual and it is very fine this season. And I started my season a little bit earlier in February, running 400s in Australia, running fast 800 of 143s. So I think if I continue to, you know, to October, keeping my shape, it might be too long for me and I won't have enough time to recover before I start again next year. So I think after just in continental championships, I might say it's enough for me, let me close the season.
One more question, it's probably one that you've had to answer quite a lot. How fast do you think you can run? 141.09 now is your world record. Do you think you can run even faster?
I think that is not hard, you know. After running 141.09, I'm still focused because I'm still young and I know I still have enough room to improve. So I just want to fix some small things here and there and to see if I can break 141. That is my aim.
Tremendous seeing you perform yesterday, David. Congratulations on, I think, everybody in world athletics. Thank you.
Thank you.